Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Latte of Heaven.
Talking about karma, which is a very interesting topic. I hope to kind of demystify and get rid of some of the fear that sometimes people have attached to karma. But before we get into that, I want to give out a big thank you for everyone that started following me on Twitter. I cannot believe I'm up to like 31,000 people. And that's just incredible. You know, any opportunity that I have to reach more of you and spread more love and light, that's what it's all about. And I also want to thank you for continuing to send in your questions to my YouTube channel. I've fallen a little bit behind on doing the filming for those because some other busy things have been going on, but I will start to do those again this month, and so I'll answer in a video blog your questions about spirituality, about mediumship, all that good stuff. So thank you in advance for all your continued support. And I also want to say a big, big thank you because it seems like the testimonies have been pouring in from the readings. And they're just beautiful, and literally, they bring me to tears. So I want to thank you, and I want you to know that I do read every email. And I've had a couple people recently asking if it's really me on Twitter. Yes, it's really me. I read all of them, and I try to respond to as many as possible. And I am the one that's posting on Twitter, so it's no other person. You are dealing with me on all the social media because I just love that. I love being able to reach people all over the world. That's the great thing about technology. So with that being said, I want to say good evening to those of you that are on the East Coast, good afternoon to those of you that are on the West Coast, and good morning to my listeners in Australia and wherever you are in the world. Love and light, big hugs to you. As I mentioned, tonight's show is going to be about karma. Now, interestingly enough, the topic came about because I was going through some of my old journals. And I've been very blessed to have some remarkable spiritual teachers on my journey. And one of those teachers in particular was a monk, a Buddhist monk, that I still keep in contact with via email. He's an amazing, amazing man. And we were talking about karma at some point, and I came across this journal entry that I had written about karma. And the way that my teacher had explained it to me was he said to think about karma as an energetic signature. Basically, every time that we do an action, whether it be a verbal action or whether it be written or any type of action, there's an energetic signature with those actions. Any kind of, you know, motion basically that we make, there's like a DNA energetic signature that's left. Now, for some of you, that may make you a little nervous because you're thinking, oh my God, that means everything I do or say, there's some kind of, you know, residue or DNA left behind. Now, that could be a little scary, I guess, at some point. But the other good thing is when we do positive things, even if it's positive things with regard to taking care of ourselves or just daily routine things, those two leave an energetic imprint. So they kind of get tallied up. And that's actually attached to karma, too, in a positive way. Now, when I started thinking about karma in this way, it made me much more conscious about things even as simple as sending a text message, because you are sending out a message and it's in written form and, you know, it's out there. And even if it gets erased, it's still been put out into the universe. So we want to think about everything that we're doing is having this sort of energetic residue or DNA, and think about at the end of the day, how many check marks would you have? If you had an angel, or let's say you had God giving you check marks for that 24 hours, how many check marks would you have that your actions, words, however they come across or out, were in line with divine energy? And if you can, you know, think about the main part of your day and think, well, that seemed like it was really in line, then you know that you're doing okay. Of course, none of us are perfect, but when we start to think about the way that those things can be tallied energetically, it can change how we address manifestation, how we address even the simplest interaction with a person, because they all matter, no matter how big or small. So with that in mind, it's always important to think about, you know, smile a little bit more. Try to give eye contact, because even those small gestures can really change someone else's energy and vibration. And if you can change someone else's energy or vibration, there's like a give and take. It's like that physics principle. What you put out there comes back. So even the smallest thing, it comes back to you in a positive way. And I know it's not always easy, but as long as we try to become more aware, it sort of becomes like an everyday part of our life, like brushing your teeth or getting dressed. You know, I want to be a recipient of what I'm putting out there in the universe. So that's kind of how I think about karma. The other thing that can sort of make it a little less scary, I think, because sometimes people think about karma and they're like, oh, no, you know, what does karma mean and what does that mean for me in the next lifetime? But the other thing you have to think about is during our lifetime in this incarnation, we're on a spiritual journey. And so part of that journey entails learning. And part of that journey entails making mistakes so that we can continue to grow. And in each incarnation, we're supposed to evolve and be a little bit smarter spiritually so that we can continue to grow even into the next lifetime. So even if you've made mistakes and there's things where you're thinking, oh, the karma's not really that great with this action or that action, just remember that that's part of the process, and that it's not like when you do something negative, it deletes all the positive. They both get added up. And it really, the outcome of your next life or your next incarnation really depends on whether you learned from those mistakes and whether you're willing to take the steps to kind of learn from those experiences and just raise your vibration, whether it be reflecting on how you could have made different choices or literally making amends with someone. That counts too, in order to, you know, add up that good karma for you as well. So everything needs to be in balance, and it's not something to really be afraid of. It's just something to be more aware of so that you can live a more spiritual, connected, conscious life. So I hope that kind of demystifies it a little bit or gives you a different perspective on how to think about karma. And I would love for you to call in with your questions about karma or about anything I've mentioned. And then also your psychic questions, I will be doing live readings tonight. Again, the focus will be psychic. I will let you know ahead of time when I'm doing a show that's more based on mediumship. But tonight will be about karma, synastic questions, or psychic questions. I also want to tell you that if you don't get in mind or, you know, we don't get to your question, don't get discouraged. Please call in the next week, because it always seems like spirit has things happen exactly when they're supposed to be. And it may not be on our timeline, but remember that everything that happens also connects to karma. And so there may be information about that particular question that you're not supposed to know right at this moment or right when you want it, but you'll know it exactly when it's right for you on your path. So keep that in mind also. Interestingly, I was talking to a very young child this week. I believe she's 4.5, and I had actually run into her mom and her at a local shop, a local coffee shop, and we just started talking, and it was so interesting because the mom actually said, this is going to bring good karma, and she had decided to pay for the coffee that was for the two people that were in front of her in line, and I gave a big smile, and I said, yes, that's definitely good karma. So the little girl said, what's karma? And she said, well, it's kind of like a piggy bank where you put coins in and then you have more to save if you need to get something special, or if you do something that's wrong, you get coins taken out, and so you have a little less to help you when you need help. And I thought that was a really good way to kind of illustrate it for children, too, to help them understand karma and not be afraid of karma. Also, when we do something that's really from our heart and just to help people, we don't know how much value, you know, the divine or God, however you relate to it, how much God or the divine gives those good deeds. So, yes, indeed, like even the smallest thing, such as buying coffee for the person that's in front of you in line or behind you, that could have a lot more weight than we realize. So small gestures like that, I would say whenever you feel moved to do so, definitely do, because they all count. And it may seem like the smallest thing to you, but it might be invaluable or priceless to the person. I actually got an email this week that was so beautiful, and it was like 4 sentences, but they were so touching, and it was absolutely what I needed to hear in that moment. And the person indicated, you know, I'm just sending you a little note and, you know, kind of brushing it off, but to me it was like winning $1 million, because it was something I could look back on and I could just feel the vibration and the love that was coming from it. So don't ever talk yourself out of it or minimize something, because it probably has a lot more value energetically than you even realize. I would also love to ask you again when you call in, if you have questions about karma or spirituality, I would love to talk about this. This is actually a topic that's fascinated me for many, many years, and I've done lots of reading and lots of learning on the subject. So I look forward to those questions. And as I had mentioned last week, I tend to come from more of a Kabbalah background with my spirituality. And in Kabbalah, karma has a great importance because there's the idea of balance between light and dark. And in Kabbalah, it's accepted that negativity does happen because it allows for the balance in the universe. And so it's okay for us to make mistakes and to do things that we might be regretful from, because that allows for that balance and for that learning. If we didn't make those mistakes, then we wouldn't have a way to grow. and to evolve more. So negative things that can happen or negative choices are not always a bad thing, because otherwise it would not allow us to continue on the journey. So that's another way that I like to kind of think about, you know, I wish I had done this a little bit different or that a little bit different, but I'm glad that it happened the way that it did, because now I've learned from it and I know it won't happen again. Or when it starts to happen, I can be mindful and say, I'm not going through that again. So think about when you're going through a hard time or giving yourself a hard time, that they can all, those things can also have a positive result. And they usually happen for our spiritual evolution, which is always a positive, positive thing. In just a few minutes, I'll be taking the calls, and I'm thrilled because there's people in queue already, so I can't wait to connect with you guys. And before that, we'll take a little break and give you the details of what you need to know to call in if you're not already in queue. I lost you guys for a few seconds. I think my vibration is high because I'm connecting to my guide. So it caused my my connection here to mess up a little bit. But that's okay. It just means that I'm in tune with my guide, Robin. And she'll help me to connect and give you the guidance and talk to you as you call in. So,
hey, Melissa, can I go ahead and give out the number?
Absolutely, absolutely. Go right ahead.
Okay. If you want to call in and ask your questions, you can call 646-716-9663. That's 646-716-9663. Yeah, you had me worried there for a minute, Melissa. I was listening, and I was like, wait a second, where did she go?
Yeah, like all of a sudden it hung up or it was blocked for a second. I don't know, and then I was able to get back on, so it's good. Okay. Hopefully you guys can hear me because my phone is doing something a little strange. But, again, it's because my vibration is raising so that I can connect with you guys. And I hope this is good karma. I think it is. But it just means that I'm making that connection. And also, as I mentioned last week, we were talking a little bit about meditation. When we get into that state of quietness or stillness, it allows us to, after practice, connect with the divine. And usually we're given guidance on how to live our life in that higher vibration. And when we consciously do that, that in itself is good karma, from my understanding, from my teachers. Even putting, as I had mentioned last week, the energetic protection on yourself, just to protect yourself from negativity and just to be mindful of divine energy, that too is considered, at least from the Kabbalah principles, good karma, because you're wanting and longing to have that connection with the divine and to be conscious of, you know, living your life in that energy as much as possible. So those are two simple things that you can do, putting on the energetic clothing for protection and just asking to feel more connected, that are very simple, that can help you to, as I mentioned, put more positive karma in your piggy bank. So those are really simple things that can be done daily. And just things as simple as a smile, too, and saying a kind word to someone. So I don't want karma to come across as something to be afraid of or something to be like, oh, no, now everything I do is going to have some sort of consequence. It's just something to be mindful of and to have a little bit of a better understanding of. So without further ado, I would love to take some callers. Do we have the first caller on the line?
I'm sorry about that. Let me go ahead and do the announcement just so we don't have to break up the calls. You're listening
okay.
to Spiritual Connections Radio, and you're listening to Melissa Heavener, and she is doing Lattes of Heaven. And of Heaven, I always pronounce that incorrectly.
Latte of Heaven.
Thank you.
No
and if you didn't get the number before, if you want to call and ask Melissa a question, you can call 646-716-9663. And I am going to go ahead and bring Donna on the air. Donna, you are on with Melissa.
Great. Hi, Melissa.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. And you?
I'm great, thank you very much. Do you have a question?
Yeah, I had a real little one, and then just a yes or no if I would be going back east. But my real question is, I've been emailing this fellow. He's in my town. His name is Greg, and I wanted to know if you saw this going any further or if there would be another man coming into my life other than him.
Okay. Give me 1 second here to connect with my guide, Robin, and then I'll see
Thank
what
you.
We'll pick up for you, okay?
Thank
one
you.
1 second. Okay, first, to address the issue of moving back east, I believe you said, I do feel
yeah.
as though there's a strong pull for that. It doesn't feel to me as though it'll happen before the end of this year. I think it'll be in early next year to maybe early spring. But I do feel a very strong pull for that. And there's very good energy around that. But it feels as though some things have to kind of unfold, not necessarily on your end, but with some other people that may be connected to that area that sort of have to fall into place in order to make the transition for you a little bit easier. That's how my guide's putting it, but I do indeed see it happening. And on a happy note, or at least I think it's a happy note, I do see something coming with this person that you're connecting with over the email, and I feel as though when you make the first initial connections, things will start to kind of unfold rather quickly, and I definitely see that happening before the move or the connection with back east, and there is very good energy around this person, energetically, the one you're connecting with. It does feel as though he is going through some not only financial struggles, but some other personal struggles that make it a little difficult for him to be fully present right now in terms of like a fast turnaround when you send an email and that kind of thing. But I do see him responding, and he does have great energy and great potential. Now, when you get ready for the move or moving in the direction of back east, I feel that there'll be an opportunity for others to come into your life. So it's really going to be up to you. And I see a lot of positive change coming with regard to relationship and everything in general, which is very, very good. But before you concern yourself too much with other possibilities, I do think that the person you're reaching out to deserves a chance and that something very good can come of that. Does that answer your question?
Oh, yeah. That was terrific. Wonderful. I'm so awesome. Glad. Because when I go back east, it's not going to be a permanent thing. I'm just going to go help my friend, and then eventually I'll come back to California. You know?
Yes, but I do think that you'll be there a little bit longer than you intend to, and
mm-hmm.
And I feel as though it won't be right away, as I mentioned, but it'll be very positive energy. And as we were talking about tonight, it will be very good karma for you.
Right.
Yeah.
I definitely believe in karma. And I'm always doing, you know, good things for people all the time. But it makes me feel good. So I think it's kind of an automatic thing. When you do good karma, you're feeling the goodness in the goodness.
Right. It comes back pretty quickly usually. So absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you
so
much, Melissa.
Thank you for calling. Yes.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All righty, let's go ahead and pull that one down. And Kulani, did I pronounce that correctly?
No, it's Kuuleilani, but that's okay. It's kind of a hard five-syllable name.
I love it.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Thank you. It's a family name. It's got passed down from generation to generation. Where we lose all our language and part of our culture, but the spirit is always the same, you know?
Yeah.
Well, my question about karma was absorbing other people's negative karma. Like when you're in relationships and that person no longer serves your higher purpose because they're not right, like psychologically, or they have habits that they willfully know that they have an issue, but they won't seek help. And no matter how much
right.
you love them, it's just taking from you. And then you like for example, I had this one relationship and he was gone for 8 months. You have all these children and whatever. He came back for 3 weeks, and in 3 weeks I had 3 flat tires and 2 of my car door handles broke. I was like, God,
oh my goodness.
I had karma
wow.
around him. And every time I'm around him, I'm absorbing it. I can feel it. Like, I can really feel it. Like, I've been having these really weird dreams lately, like these clairvoyant dreams, but they're kind of mixed up. Like, my stepmom told me today that her father died. But in my dream, I had a dream my stepson told me his mother died. So I'm like, oh, my God, what is my brain doing right now? And then
wow.
I have all these, like, and I've been praying for, like, you know, relationships, like, that don't serve my highest good to, you know, not be there, right? So I went, and I'm dealing with, we have a blended family. So I'm dealing with a situation, and I talked with my lawyer, and because of past karmatic situations that happens, it's like taking a risk to pursue a relationship with the person that I already have 2 children with, and you know, it's like it's very strange. I know it's all happening for a reason, and
mm-hmm.
I mean the love has changed a long time ago. Everything shifted last year, December, January.
Mm-hmm.
There was a lot of truth and realizations, and a lot of different. And somehow, as the closer I get to my major goals for like a healing center and chart to, you know, get closer to those goals and in that direction, it's like the more like things just fall apart. But at the same time, the change that I wanted that person to take, they're taking it as I have to pull away. So I don't, and they're not taking it like 100%, but they're making some initiative to identify and do some soul searching, but I just don't know. Do you really pick up on like other people's karma? Is that what's preventing me from all the good karma that's supposed to be happening to me? Because I used to make jokes saying that I must have been a really bad man in my past life, a mother of 4 kids, and people were like, "Oh, you do so much good things. You just make things are going to happen for you." And I'm like, "Okay, this is a giant wheel, or this is just not going to happen."
Well, I'm glad that you brought this up, actually, because I was talking about this with another friend of mine earlier this week. What happens is it can be challenging sometimes because the universe puts in our path or in our way those individuals that we're going to learn from. And it's not necessarily always that we're going to learn because they're doing the right thing, but we learn from them because maybe they're not making the best choices. But it's not only learning about, you know, where they may want to make different choices, but learning to be around them as much as we can without judgment and realizing that it's their journey and it's separate from yours. And whenever we connect with someone, Of course, you're on the journey together, but still, you are your spiritual person on your journey, and they are their spiritual person on their journey. So there has to be some level of separation there. And if you're finding that, you know, when you're around this person, it's really bringing negativity into your life, it is important sometimes to make the decision to separate a little bit and to see if you feel energetically the difference, and then you can make a clearer decision with a clearer head and a higher consciousness if this person is someone that you feel is important to have in your life. Because it may not always be that.
Oh, I don't have a choice. We have children together, so it's not like I got a choice of whether I want this person into my life. It's whether I want to, like, deal with this close, loving from a distance or loving from close up, because I feel that he has some really bad karma and that I can't heal him, like, the way I thought I could. I can't help him the way I thought I could, because he's not open to be helped. He doesn't want it.
But that's,
you know what
that's
I'm saying?
Where... That's where I was addressing, like, the need for separation. You can separate yourself energetically so that he's on his path, and that doesn't mean necessarily pushing him out of your life, because he does have to be part of your life. But it feels to me as though energetically you're letting his actions and his choices impact your path too much. And when that happens, then the choices that other people make, if they're negative, can then impact your life in a negative way. So you can still be loving to the person and have them in your life, but not have yourself so intertwined with his choices and with what he's doing or with his healing that it's impacting you in a negative way. And if you're feeling as though you're being drained from it, then that's definitely an indication that there needs to be some level of energetic separation. I would also recommend that you get yourself a black black obsidian and an amethyst, and try to wear those crystals, because they actually take negative energy and transform it into positive energy. So if he is making negative choices or saying negative things, the energy can actually be transformed, and then you're not taking it on, but you're also projecting to him more positive energy. So that's something energetically that you can do that can help. I definitely see him being part of your life, but you do need to work on having that separation so that your journey isn't negatively impacted by being too involved in what he's going through. And, you know, it could be that when you have a better understanding of how to create that balance and have that separation while still having him involved, that he will start to evolve a little bit more too and take more initiative to make better choices and to be on a better path. But it might be that you guys are so energetically connected and bound at the moment that his spirit sort of feels like, well, why do I need to make these changes, or why am I going to do this when I constantly have her looking out for what I need or her taking care of me? Then you're sort of giving him a way out from making changes. Does that make sense?
Yes, it makes perfect sense. I just wondered, how do you not absorb the energy if you're directly interacting? You know what I'm saying? If you have to, like, you share children, you have to meet each other, you have to do these kinds of things. How do you put up that shield of protection that you don't take it in? Because I have a hard time not taking things in. Like, I watch commercials, and I don't even like watching those animal shows where the animals are getting hurt, because I'm like, oh, my God, I feel every pain, everything that those animals are going through. And I'm like, I can't watch these things.
I completely understand. It's important that you, as I had mentioned, to put the energetic protection around yourself every morning, which mm-hmm. can be done very simply by calling in Archangel Michael and also asking for your guide, because we each have one. Ask your guide to come in and just put, like, white light protection around you, and then also getting the two stones that I mentioned and wearing them on your body can help maintain that protection, which will prevent you from taking in so much of the negativity or the energy of the other person. And also just be conscious of, you know, being loving towards yourself and saying, I can still love this person and I can still, you know, interact with this person and respect that he's the father of for my children, but I don't have to carry him. I don't have to, you know, save him. I just need to love him in a way that's healthy for both of us. And when you start to really consciously every day put that out there, you'll start to feel a change energetically that will be less draining for you. And also something as simple as covering your stomach area, which is where the solar plexus is, which is the strongest energy point that we give off and take in energy, putting your hands over your stomach area blocks the solar plexus from giving off too much energy from him or taking it in. So making those conscious little changes will help a lot.
Okay, yes. Okay, thank you. And I do carry it on the fist because it's my birthstone. I wear my grandmother's ring, but I haven't been wearing it lately, so it's funny that you mentioned that.
Also,
wow, thank you very much.
Cleanse it. Make sure that you cleanse it because amethyst is a very high vibration stone and it needs to be cleansed like a filter in an air conditioner. So you can cleanse it by putting it in sunlight or burning white sage around it. And I would say if you're around someone that tends to be negative quite often, then you'd want to cleanse it about once a week.
Okay. I had another question. I just wanted to know, is it true, because it's just, some people say, oh, you got to have somebody else sage you. And I'm like, well...
Oh,
I'm
no,
like,
you can sage yourself.
Yourself,
you
right?
Sage yourself.
That's what I thought. I don't want to argue
no
with them,
problem.
But I'm like, I'm thinking you can sage yourself. I don't think you need somebody to intervene there.
you can
spirit,
absolutely.
It's like number three, right?
Absolutely.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
All right, thank you.
All righty. Let's see here. All right, Jackie, you're on with Melissa.
Hello, hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Do you have a question?
Do I have to ask a question, or can you, like, just jump in and...
Give me 1 second. It's a little difficult in a situation like this because energetically I pick up so much that it's a little hard, but give me 1 second, okay?
Okay.
Okay, the first thing that's coming through, I'm actually a medical intuitive, and you need to keep an eye on your iron. Your iron level's a little bit low, so that's something just to keep in mind. And there may be an issue with anemia or something like that. I do think it's manageable, but you definitely need to keep an eye on it. And the other thing that's coming up is I see changes with your career path, with the career path in terms of it almost feels like either finishing training or starting a new area of training for your career path. And I feel really positive energy around this. And there's a lot of creativity energy around you. So whether you enjoy music or writing, something along the lines with the arts, you have a lot of that energy around. And I see you having success with this. But it looks like it would be a bit of a change from your initial training or from, you know, studies that you've done previously. And I also, the other interesting thing that popped in is I see a very big milestone coming. It's either for you or someone that you're close to. I'm seeing like a big celebration. I don't know if it's actually for a wedding or if it's like a baby shower, but I see a big celebration with, you know, people gathering and happiness around this. And I don't see it right away, but it feels to me like in the next 6 months or so. But it's very, very positive energy.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. How about like my love life?
I'm sorry. Say it again.
How about my love life?
Hold on 1 second. I see things getting easier. It feels like things have been a little bit difficult for the last 3 months is what my guide is saying, but I see things getting better, and I feel as though there's a relationship that's going to get stronger, and it feels like not only will this help with the love life situation, but it'll positively somehow impact the family, a family relationship, and I see this becoming easier and not having as many disagreements. And I feel as though there's an issue with trust. I'm not sure if it's with the other person trusting you or you trusting, you know, the person that you're with. But the person that you're asking about, I see positive energy and I see them making an effort for things to be better. And there doesn't need to be as much of a concern with trust because the person loves you very much and is trying to be worthy of the love that you're giving back, and that's what's coming through. So I do see improvements with your love.
Okay.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you. You're welcome. Bye.
Okay. All right, Melissa, it's Mark. I have a question for you and your great guide, Robin.
Okay.
What can you tell me about any things I should know as far as interviewing next week?
Hold on 1 second. Good question. Okay. The first thing that's coming through very strong is to emphasize experience that you've had, basically being a good advertiser or like a spokesperson for the company, just really putting on a good game face to show your professional side of representing whatever company or position you're applying for, because the people that you're dealing with really care about the people that they hire as representing or being the face of the company. So that's really important, even more so than your expertise or your skills, just being mindful of showing that you have professionalism and really good customer service. And I feel that there's going to be questions about conflict resolution or when a problem arises, how you would handle that in a diplomatic and professional manner. For some reason, that's being, like, gold-starred. So just keep that in mind about, you know, like, how you handle problems or how you deal with stress in the workplace and about efficiency of dealing with it and that kind of thing. And I do feel really good energy around it. Like, you have a very strong possibility of getting the position.
Okay, that's good. Can I go ahead and ask a second question for you?
Sure.
The second question is that, you know, coming from the background that I understand manifestation and I understand my ability to create pretty much anything, I've noticed what feels like me being locked in a position of not being able to create things. To me, the only reason that this would ever happen is if I'm in a position of learning lessons.
I'm completely in agreement with that, yes. Because when we have stumbling stones or what feels like blocks, it's because there's lessons that need to be learned before we can reach those goals. But the speed at which we overcome those blocks really depends on our consciousness, as you mentioned, of being aware that there's lessons that need to be learned and that that's what's happening. Because if we allow the feeling of being blocked or stuck to get us down or to get us in more of a negative vibration, then that stops the process and puts more of a block. So I would agree with that completely. But also keep in mind that it's something that may feel like a block to you. It might be there even for protection, because there may be a bigger opportunity or a door opening that you don't even see that at all. And because you don't complete or fulfill what you're working towards or what you feel blocked in, it's going to allow for this bigger opportunity or this bigger door to open.
You're right on target, Melissa. Thank you. And thank you to you and Robin. If you want to go ahead and talk for a minute, I'm going to go ahead and get some more names for some of the callers. So I'll be right back.
Okay. Thanks. So I'm actually really grateful that Mark brought up the feeling of feeling blocked, because sometimes people come to me and they'll say, I need to have a cleansing because I'm blocked. I can't get this to happen, or I'm working towards this and it just feels like I'm stumbling or I'm not going anywhere. Is that because of bad karma? Now, I most often don't see that when someone is stuck as being bad karma. It's usually, as I mentioned to Mark, happening because the delay or the stopping of the flow of something is actually postponing the blessings that you thought were coming from that one direction to have even better ones coming around the corner that you couldn't have taken part in had you accomplished what you were trying to accomplish, or had you made different choices if you hadn't have felt blocked or if something hadn't been stopped. I've seen that over and over again. So realize that even though it can get frustrating and you can feel as though you're not going anywhere, that God or the divine always can see the bigger picture. And there's probably a delay because it's going to help you in the long run. And in the meantime,
Melissa?
As Mark... Yes.
I have Valerie. Valerie, you're on with Melissa.
Thank you. Hi, Melissa.
Hi.
Hi. I have a phone interview on Monday, and
okay.
I want to see how that's going to go. And the job is like a little over 2 hours away, and I just want to get a feel for everything.
Okay. Give me 1 second, please.
Okay.
I feel as though there's good energy. I do think there's going to be an additional phone interview and then an additional kind of in-person interview, because my guide is telling me there'll be a total of 3. So don't be alarmed, you know, if they ask for another one or that you did something wrong or something in the first one. It's actually a good thing. And I feel as though energetically they're going to want to just have more people see you than the one that initially does the phone interview. And I feel really good energy around this whole new opportunity. It does feel to me, though, you know, the distance will be a bit of a challenge. But
oh, I
somehow,
would have to relocate.
Yes, but somehow that challenge is going to become much easier. But it almost feels to me like very quickly you'll be offered a position that would be closer, so you won't have to go as far as the 2 hour difference, that there'll be something closer that they'll actually keep you in mind for once this initial interview happens. So just basically pace yourself and don't make a decision too quickly about relocating, because there is some kind of opportunity around this that would not need you to relocate that far from where you are. But again, I do see very positive energy, and I think it's going to open doors for another, at least 2 more interviews.
Oh, okay, because I wasn't expecting a couple of more interviews.
Yeah, there's definitely going to be more than just the one.
Okay, it wouldn't be in person because of the distance, so it would be over the phone.
But I feel as though they're going to be able to see you. So I don't know if it's going to be by Skype or video somehow, but where they're going to be able to see you. That's why it feels to me like there's going to be something in addition to the phone interview that's going to, you know, where they'd be able to physically see you.
Okay, and so you don't see me going to that location?
I do see you going there. That's what I meant. Like, I think that there'll be something, at least two more interactions with them before you're given the job where it would be in person.
Okay, so I will get the position.
I feel very strongly about it, yes.
Okay, and do you see how it's going to go?
Well, it has very good energy around it, so I feel as though it's going to open, you know, other doors of opportunity. But again, just keep in the back of your mind that something is going to come about from this that's going to allow you not to have to move the full 2 hours from where you are now. Just keep that in mind.
Okay, because they do have an affiliate facility as well that's not that far away.
It feels to me like something's going to open up in that area that wouldn't be as far. So just keep that in mind and don't be alarmed by having to do additional interviews.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Nancy, you're on with Melissa.
Yes, hi.
Hi.
I wanted to know if I have a brother. I've been told that I have a brother. I'm an only child, but they say I have a brother in Europe, and I wanted to know if I do.
Hold on one second. You definitely have relatives that you're not aware of that are in the New York area. I'm not picking up I'm not being given the word brother. It may be that it's because basically there's a big age difference or something. I'm not sure. But there's definitely relatives that are in New York that you're not aware of or that you're not, close to at the moment. And I do feel as though you will connect with these relatives and it'll be a positive thing. But it's going to take a little bit more time than you expected to. And just don't rush it. Let everything happen as it's supposed to. And don't, push it too much. The divine will, God will take care of it, and you will come in contact with these relatives, right when you're supposed to. But I do feel as though there's relatives that you're unaware of. For some reason, as I mentioned, the word or the relative brother isn't coming up, but there is relatives that you will make contact with that you don't have contact with now.
Okay,
thank you.
Thank you.
I love doing these readings because you never know, what the questions are going to be, and you're just open to spirit and give divine guidance as it's given to you. So I love doing this show and connecting with all of you.
Okay, Lotus, you're on with Melissa. We're in our last 5 minutes.
Hi, Melissa. How are you? My name is Lourdes, and I want to ask you about my health. I'm going through some health issues, and I'd like to know exactly what's going on and how can I do to improve, if it's because I'm out of my path, spiritual path, or is something else to do.
Okay. Hold on one second. The first thing that's coming up is that you really need to replenish the solar plexus, the stomach area. I do feel as though the health issues are related to the abdomen and lower areas. And so that's an indication that you need to strengthen the solar plexus, which you can do by wearing a sunstone, also drinking lemon and tea, as long as you're not allergic to something, will help. Anything that's yellow is very good for the solar plexus. And I do feel as though these health concerns will get resolved, but you have to, really be vocal about what you're experiencing and indicate to the healthcare professionals that you're concerned about the abdomen area, the whole abdomen area, even like where the kidneys are. That whole area needs to be strengthened, which you can do by strengthening the solar plexus. And also, I would recommend wearing a bloodstone, because a bloodstone is very good for helping circulation. And if you can improve your circulation, it'll help your overall health. So try to get a bloodstone that you can wear against your skin for at least 3 weeks regularly before you'll see a difference.
Wow, you're amazing, because it's all the area that I'm having trouble with. I really, really, really thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you so much for the beautiful teachings that you give us, and thank you for your life, and thank you, Mark, for the program. Have a wonderful evening.
Thank you, Lotus. Hey, Melissa, we're down to the last couple of minutes. Should we try to get one more caller in?
Sure, sure.
All right. I'm sorry, I don't have your actual name. It ends at 1080 is your phone number. Go ahead.
Hi, my name's Kim. And I was
Hey,
just,
Kim,
hi.
Sorry about that.
That's okay. If you could just get a reading on me, basically where my life is going to be taking me in the future.
Okay, hold on one second. I do see you moving, not right away, but in the future. I see you moving, and it would be to a very nice climate. So the best way I can describe it is, or where I've experienced the climate would be in the California area. And I feel as though it'll be very open. And there'll be a beautiful scenery or connected to almost like countryside or like a lot of land. I see there being a lot of land and a connection with nature. And I feel as though your soul and your spirit would be very at peace there. And I do see this in the near future, not right away, but maybe in a good 2 years' time. And I feel as though people would even be coming to visit you to kind of take a retreat themselves from wherever they're living.
Wow.
And
you have a lot of
healing energy around you. So whatever you're doing to get on the spiritual path that involves healing, keep doing it, because you're really in alignment with what you're supposed to be doing, and it'll allow for this nature place. Thank you for calling.
That's great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Wow, such an incredible show. Melissa, why don't you go ahead and give out your website so that people can find out how they can connect you directly for the great services that you provide and be able to do some one-on-one work with you.
Okay. If you'd like a reading with me or possible teaching, you can look at all the services that I offer. My website is www.melissahevenor.com, and you can check out all the services there. And please follow me on Twitter, which is M Hevenor, my last name, H-E-V-E-N-O-R, on Twitter, because every month I choose 3 people that follow me on Twitter or YouTube for a free email reading, and you can send me 3 questions, and those people are chosen at random with the computer software. So I love reaching out in that way. And if you didn't get through tonight, please call again next week. Thank you for your support, and I look forward to next week, and everybody take care.
All right.
Bye.
Thank you, Melissa. As always, it's great to have you on. Everybody, you're listening to Spiritual Connections Radio. This is Lattes of Heaven, which is on every Thursday from 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you missed any of the teachings of Melissa Hevenor and her great guide, Robin, you will be able to get this show and all of her shows on replay by going to the website of www.spiritualconnectionsradio.com. Good night, everybody.